Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Leading off today, a pair of new reports on Monday offered new details on Apple TV+. First off, the Financial Times reported that Apple spending for original TV shows and movies has spiked to over $6 billion. Apple's growing original content budget is part of its efforts to keep up with Netflix, HBO, and Disney. A report in 2017 had said that Apple was looking to spend $1 billion on original content, but it has since clearly surpassed that. Apple's The Morning Show drama with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell is said to be one of the biggest investments for Apple, with per-episode spending surpassing that of Game of Thrones, which cost $15 million per episode in its final season. On the other hand, Apple's $6 billion budget ranks well below Netflix's expected spending of $15 billion this year. Nonetheless, Apple is still winning over many content creators from Netflix because of how it structures its deals. Essentially, Netflix tends to pay content creators over several years. Apple, on the other hand, is paying earlier in the process, once certain milestones have been hit. This, combined with its recent spending splurge, has raised the bar for the price of television shows in the industry, according to executives cited by the Financial Times. Meanwhile, a separate report from Bloomberg says that Apple is targeting a $10 per month price point for Apple TV+, with a launch sometime in November. That price places it right above the $6.99 price of Disney+, and directly in the middle of the various prices and tiers offered by Hulu and Netflix. According to the report, Apple's initial slate of launch shows will include The Morning Show, Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories, C with Jason Momoa, Truth Be Told with Octavia Spencer, and a documentary series about extravagant houses called Home. If Apple TV Plus indeed only launches with those five shows, it's unclear how quickly it will be able to expand its content lineup, especially if it's charging $10 per month. One common suggestion has been that Apple might bundle all of its services together, including Apple Music, iCloud Storage, Apple News Plus, and Apple Arcade. Bloomberg's report hints at a potential bundle of services with the iPhone upgrade program, but unfortunately the report does not go into more detail. If Apple is indeed targeting a November launch for Apple TV+, we should learn more in the coming weeks. In other news, the wait is almost over if you've been holding out for PowerBeats Pro to launch in any color but black. Beats announced on Monday that PowerBeats Pro will be sold in three new colors starting next week. Starting on August 22nd, customers will be able to purchase PowerBeats Pro in navy, ivory, and moss from Apple.com. The color expansion for PowerBeats Pro will be global, meaning customers around the world will be able to buy all three new colors. PowerBeats Pro are powered by the same Apple H1 chip as the new AirPods and work with Hey Siri. They also have plenty of sporty features, including longer battery life and physical playback controls. The PowerBeats Pro are also rated for sweat and water resistance, have louder volume and adjustable ear hooks, which makes them ideal for intense workouts. PowerBeats Pro retail for $250 in the United States compared to AirPods, which range from $159 to $199. Again, you'll be able to pick up the three new colors from Apple.com starting on August 22nd. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, the Apple Design Award winner Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience combined with effective document management, fast syncing, and flexible export options. For bloggers like me, that includes easy publishing to WordPress blogs, Ghost blogs, and Medium. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any kind and size with built-in organization features, including nested groups, writing goals, keywords, filters, powerful search options, and much more. Ulysses offers beautiful apps for both iOS and Mac, which means you'll be able to access and edit all of your text anytime and anywhere, with everything instantly synced via iCloud. For a limited time, 9 to 5 Mac readers can get their first 3 months of Ulysses for free by going to ulysses.app/9to5Mac. My thanks to Ulysses for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Apple Card has been slowly rolling out to test users over the last few weeks, but now it is available to everyone. In order to sign up, simply open the Wallet app on your iPhone and tap the plus icon in the upper right corner, then you can begin the application process. In conjunction with today's rollout, Apple has also announced that it is extending its 3% cash back on Apple Card to new merchants, starting with Uber and Uber Eats. Apple is also teasing that it will add more popular merchants to its 3% cashback tier in the coming months. When Apple initially announced Apple Card, it said that only purchases from Apple itself would earn 3% cashback, so this expansion to new merchants is certainly notable. As always, all Apple Pay purchases with Apple Card earn 2% cashback, while everything else earns 1%. Cashback from your Apple Card is credited to your Apple Cash balance at the end of every day. Apple Card also has no fees other than your interest rate, which ranges from 12.99% to 23.99%. The wallet app also offers unique budgeting features to help you avoid paying interest at all. So combined with the lack of fees and the budgeting features in the wallet app, the Apple Card is shaping up to be quite a lucrative rewards card. You can learn more about Apple Card in our full hands-on linked in the show notes below. Last week, a pair of leaks detailed the first ever Sonos Bluetooth speaker, and rounding out today, we've learned that the speaker will be called the Sonos Move. In terms of design, the portable Sonos speaker looks a lot like a more rounded Sonos One, with nearly identical physical controls on the top. The volume and sound characteristics are also said to be similar to the Sonos One. But perhaps most notably, the Sonos Move will support both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth playback. No previous Sonos speaker has ever supported Bluetooth for music playback, but it certainly makes sense with this speaker given the portable design. On the back, there will reportedly be a physical button that allows you to easily switch between Bluetooth and Wi-Fi playback. Much like other recent Sonos speakers, the new Sonos Move will reportedly support AirPlay 2 functionality. This means you'll be able to integrate it with other AirPlay speakers and add it to the Home app, though you will need Wi-Fi for all of this. Last but not least, the Sonos Move is also expected to feature something called Auto True Play. This means the speaker will be able to detect when it has been moved, such as from inside to outdoors, and automatically recalibrate playback accordingly. This is similar to the functionality offered by Apple's HomePod. Sonos is expected to formally announce the Sonos Move at a two-day press event on August 26th and August 27th. We should learn more about pricing and availability shortly after that. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin, in which he goes hands-on with the early access program for Apple Arcade on the Mac. Meanwhile, we also have a look at some changes to the Home app in the latest macOS Catalina developer beta. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.